In our gospel today, Jesus is preparing the apostles for their missionary work. He's going to send them out to proclaim the gospel, and the apostles are afraid. You know, they're worried about that because they're worried that they're going to be met with persecution, that it's going to be dangerous for them. And they're right. You know, of the apostles, 11 of them will eventually be martyred, and so there is going to be a price to pay. And, you know, Jesus doesn't sugarcoat that. But I think this is an important lesson for us to reflect upon as well, because we're living in an environment where it's becoming increasingly toxic towards Christians, both in the world and in our country. If we look globally, Christians are actually the most persecuted group in the entire world. There's about 360 million Christians who are living under high levels of religious persecution, meaning it's a danger for their lives to go to church or to profess being a Christian. The media generally covers that up. They don't show stories about persecution against Christians because it's not really the narrative that they want to be pushing. You know, the narrative that they want to push is that Christians are the enemy and that they're the oppressors, when the reality is the opposite, that they're actually the most oppressed group within the world. There's about 50 countries in the world today where it's very dangerous and where there's high levels of persecution against Christians. If we look at the United States, you know, we may not necessarily face physical violence for being Christians, but increasingly, Christians are in the crosshairs in the culture battles. You know, with progressive ideology, you know, it tends to be very tolerant and promote tolerance of its own ideas, but not of any ideas that run contrary to that. And so more and more Christians are finding themselves in difficult positions. Certainly teachers, students, there's a lot of students who have been failed for just, what they've written in terms of different papers. You know, simply saying male and female might be enough to get you failed in class. There's a lot of medical professionals that are having their religious freedom taken away, and they're being coerced into performing procedures that violate their conscience. There's parental rights are being stripped away. People in the military, people who are website designers, people who are bakers, you know, there's more and more professions, and a lot of, you know, major companies within our country, are forcing more and more things on their employees. And so there's, Christians are increasingly in the crosshairs, and in many cases, there's fewer and fewer places to hide. And so what does Jesus teach to his apostles? And as they're facing this fear of proclaiming the gospel. Well, the first thing he tells them is to remember the immortality of the soul. You know, we as human beings are body and soul. And, you know, our lives in this world might, you know, if we live to be 100 years old, we might say, well, that's a long time to live. But compared to eternity, 100 years is nothing. You know, 100 years is a drop in an ocean. You know, people in eternity, 100 years can pass in the blink of an eye, and they'll have another 100, another 1,000, another 10,000 years, and that'll pass, and it's just the beginning. You know, it's hard for us to even get our minds around eternity, but the reality is each one of us will live for all eternity. And so Jesus says, do not be afraid of the one who can destroy or harm the body. Be afraid of the one who can destroy both body and soul in Gehenna. And so he reminds us of the importance of living for eternity. And anything that we sacrifice in this world, you know, if we suffer something for being Christians, you know, whether it's the esteem of others or whether it's our job or whatever it might be, you know, the Lord can reward that 100 times over in eternity. And so we shouldn't be afraid of any sacrifices we might have to make in order to profess our faith in this life, you know, because it's far more important what happens to us in eternity. What we should be afraid of is mortal sin. You know, anything that would separate us from God for all eternity, that's what we should be afraid of. We should be afraid of not bearing witness to Christ, because as our Lord says, If you acknowledge me, I'll acknowledge you before my heavenly Father. If you deny me before others, I'll deny you before my heavenly Father. We should be afraid of denying our Lord, not of any sacrifice that might come if we profess our faith in the Lord. The second thing that Jesus teaches his apostles is the care that our heavenly Father has for us. You know, our heavenly Father is aware and he sees all things. Of all the billions of people on the face of the earth, he knows the thoughts and the intentions of every single one of their hearts at every given moment. He's fully aware of all of that. You know, as the gospel says, he even knows the number of hairs on each one of their heads. We don't even know the number of hairs on our own heads, but our Lord is aware of all of that. And so he cares for each one of us, and so we don't need to be afraid. The people who should be afraid are those who don't believe in God. If they think that this world is just random, then there's no purpose for anything that happens to them. You know, if we don't believe in God, that should instill fear in us because we never know what's going to happen to us. And, you know, life in that case just ends with death if people don't believe in God. And so they should be the ones that should be afraid. We as Christians should not be afraid. We know that we have a Heavenly Father who cares for us. And so that should take away our fear. You know, everything that happens to us happens for a reason. And all things work out to the good for those who love God. And so we don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid of what might happen to us. We can accept God's will in each and every situation, knowing that there's a higher purpose in any situation that we're in. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel and the readings of today, we should always remember that we are created for eternity. We're created for eternal life. And there is nothing in this world worth sacrificing eternal life with God over. And so so that should give us courage in any situation that we're in. And even when we do face persecution or retaliation or, you know, friction with others for standing up for our faith, we always need to be patient and we need to stand up for our faith with courage. But we know that the Lord will reward that. And also we remember that our Heavenly Father cares for each one of us and nothing can happen outside of his will. And so we can trust in God's plan in all situations. And that trust should give us great peace, no matter what obstacles or what challenges we face.